And so your campaign got a big boost when Gloria Steinem agreed to be featured in it. It's an ad campaign featuring prominent local residents, including the CEO of Florida Blue, Pat Garrity, many other well-known folks. And they're taking part in this. It's called Straight Allies. What's it all about?
Well, the campaign is We Are Straight Allies, and we are seeking to inform, engage, and call to action the Jacksonville community around LGBT equality, and more specifically, moving forward passage of the Human Rights Ordinance, which failed last year here in our city.
Right. And it failed by one vote. The city council declined to expand protections to include the LGBT community, controversial in the city. You're now enlisting the participation of well-known straight people. Why are you doing it this way? What's the significance behind straight allies?
You know, every major movement, whether that's been the women's suffrage movement, that's been the civil rights movement, has employed people from the larger, oftentimes sometimes called the oppressive group. And one of the things that we learned from the Human Rights Campaign, they're based in Washington, D.C., the largest LGBT advocacy organization in the nation, is that when they've done studies about how you move communities forward, particularly those communities that have gotten stuck with more conservative straight people, that you do that with straight allies, that the message is heard differently. So we're employing those people who simply believe in social justice and human rights for all who are straight to move forward this message.
What would you say to those who are listening to this and didn't support expanding the Human Rights Ordinance, perhaps for religious reasons or just a discomfort with the legislation? They were in agreement with the majority of city council members who voted it down. They just thought that that was either unnecessary or just plain wrong.
Right. You know, I come from a civil rights, human rights background. And so for me, it's a matter of social justice for all of us. And I do understand that people have particular religious and spiritual beliefs. They have ideas and thoughts that they've been raised with, or perhaps their perspectives are limited by the limited experiences that they have. I would encourage them to spend some time really talking to people in the LGBT community here in Jacksonville to find out what those experiences are. And moreover, you know, it moves our community forward. It moves us forward economically. It moves us forward socially if we are embracing all of the people in this community and moving towards fairness.
And as I mentioned, you just landed Gloria Steinem as part of your campaign. She yesterday at the White House received the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, along with Oprah Winfrey, Bill Clinton, Ernie Banks of the Chicago Cubs,
yes,
one of my favorites, and many others. How significant is it that you've brought her into this? How much of an impact do you think that will have?
I think it's huge. You know, she was in the city a couple of months ago, and when we asked her to participate, she did not hesitate to say yes immediately. She has a long history, not just of women's liberation work, but also equality, just more broadly. I think it is huge because she has such a national and international presence, and already we've been getting emails and responses from people around the nation about her participation.
And where will this ad campaign, Straight Allies, be shown? Where can people see it?
Sure. Right now, we are utilizing heavily social media. We have a Facebook page. We have a website. We are on Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest. We are moving forward with a print ad campaign. We're going to be running things locally here in Folio and Arbus Magazine. And recently, Equality Florida, which is another statewide LGBT equality organization, has talked to us about a statewide billboard campaign. So we are moving forward with local, regional, and national exposure for the campaign.
So these images would go up all around the state of Florida, but focused on the issue specific to Jacksonville.
Specific to Jacksonville. Jacksonville, of course, is the only large city in Florida that has not moved forward an HRO. Even next week at Atlantic Beach at the commission meeting on the 25th at 6:30, this issue is going to be brought before the commission. And so
they're looking at expanding their human rights ordinance.
Yes.
Right. And what about raising awareness with the general public is certainly part of this. What about lobbying the city officials, the mayor's office, those that have the wherewithal to actually vote and change policy? Is that part of your effort?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the campaign, we have you know, wonderful ads. We have great video, but it's an engagement campaign. So when you visit our website, wearestraightallies.com, there's an opportunity for you to contact City Council. We make it very easy. You can click on the face of your favorite or not so favorite City Council person and send them an email. We also are asking people to sign an equality pledge, and that information goes directly to Equality Florida and helps us garner support in the broader community to move this issue forward.
She is a community advocate and also a member of our board of directors. The campaign is called Straight Allies. Shavara Oren, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.